Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army, where I stood side by side with some of the most resilient people I've ever met. They taught me that one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or service member in crisis or having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. One conversation can save a life. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
All right, that was Patrick with New Indie Cannon. Good stuff, thank you very much. Gave me some pointers before starting up, and it is true, I am still new to this station, and you might be thinking to yourself, this isn't who's usually on air, and it's true, I am an imposter. You are still listening to Around the World in 60 Minutes, but it is determined by Wade. So, I was thinking to myself when I was asked to, so graciously, when I was asked to host Around the World in 60 Minutes, I thought to myself, well, I don't know a whole lot about international music. I barely know much about American music. So I thought to myself, what do I know about? Well, I do know about the Buffalo Sabres. But this is a music show, and I still want to be respectful of that. So I figured to myself, okay, well, what music lines up with the world of Buffalo sports? I thought to myself, And then I put together a collection of songs that I think really encapsulate not just how the Sabres season has been going, but just Buffalo sports as a whole. So we're going to start as the Sabres start. First of all, by the way, if you're wondering, did the Sabres win tonight? No, they got kicked up and down the ice. Ended 4-2. It was 4-0. Sabres tried to mount another comeback attempt. It didn't work out so well. It was not a fun game to watch, especially. Well, maybe it was a fun game to watch if you're a Bruins fan. But if you are a Bruins fan, you can kindly tune to a different station. Please and thank you. I'm just kidding. All are welcome here.
This is so hurtful.
I think Patrick might be a Sabres fan. Are you a Sabres or a Bruins fan? Are you a Bruins fan, Patrick?
I spent all my summers in Massachusetts.
Oh, Patrick spent all his summers in Massachusetts, so I unintentionally insulted Patrick. Patrick, I apologize, and may you take solace in knowing that the Sabres got kicked up and down the ice by the Boston Bruins. That seemed to cheer him up a little bit. He was sad about me eschewing Boston sports. But we're going to start off the way the Sabres start, and that is with Dire Straits. Now, the Sabres picked a new skate-out song. It's technically a walk-out song, but you don't walk out in hockey. You don't do any walking in hockey. So I thought that was a little silly to call it a walk-out song. I think skate-out song is a much better term. This new skate-out song is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. The Sabres had a meeting, the players had a meeting, and they decided they needed a new song for this new Sabres. And what a new Sabres they are. I gotta tell you, I've been a Sabres fan all of my life. I always need to stop and think about when I actually realized what was going on the ice, but I've been a Sabres fan all of my life. You can tell because the light has left my eyes, but this Sabres team is unlike any team I've ever seen before. They are a fast team. They are an aggressive team. They are an inspired team. They play inspired hockey. Do you know how insane that is for a Sabres fan? That's like if you went to a junkyard, found a truck with no engine, and it started. That's how crazy it is for a Sabres fan to watch a good Sabres team. But I'm dragging on a little bit. Without further ado, here is the song that the Sabres skate out to, Money for Nothing.
I want more. Stewart. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. The little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooba, mooba. Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Ooh, and money for nothing. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Money, money, money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free.
Well, that was the Sabres' current skate-out song. Hopefully they use the clean version of that, which is what I meant to use, but we're in safe harbor hours. We're going to go with it. That song is from the 80s. I want to say 1985. Like I said, I'm not a music scholar like DJ Nalandi is. What I do know is that it was significant that the Sabres picked a 40-year-old song. They were going to go back to the classics. You know what else happened more than 30 years ago? The Sabres made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. They lost, of course, because the Sabres don't have any Stanley Cups. And also, Sabres fans can never be too happy. They were playing the Dallas Stars. It was a bit of a controversial Game 7, I believe it was. It was a controversial series in general because of what happened in the final game. I do not recall who it was. I was not exactly alive back. That was my pre-fetus era. But there was, the short version is, there was a goal that the Stars scored that was allowed that absolutely should not have been allowed. There's nothing we can do about it now except gripe. So I guess we can join the Leaf fans in that way. That was, of course, 1999. That was the last season the Sabres made the Stanley Cup final. Except now that I'm saying that out loud, I believe the Sabres made the, they came close at least one other season, and I'm having a hard time finding it right now, because my understanding was that they made the Stanley Cup one more time, but they did not, now that I am looking at it. So, no, they did not. But that's okay. They weren't going to win anyway. So, why do I mention 1999? Well, I was looking through, in order to signify 1999, I was looking through the Billboard Top 100, and the song that finished on the first position on the top 100 was Believe by Cher. And what a perfect song for an underdog team finding its way into the playoffs for the first time in 14 years. This scrappy, hungry team ready to prove the world wrong, ready to kill so many old narratives. What a perfect title for the song. Now, unfortunately, the song talks a lot about love, life after love, which I don't know. I love the Sabres, but that seems to be a bit of a stretch. Still kept it in, though. We're going to listen to that in a second. Really quick, though, I want to say Cher's age confuses me. I'm not 100% sure exactly when her heyday was, because it seems like it was in multiple places. Like I said, I'm barely literate with the music of this country. Could you imagine if I tried Bolivian music? That would be tough. I decided against that, and I'm glad I did. Not because there's anything wrong with that sort of music, but because that is not exactly my forte. So, now, without further ado, we're gonna listen to Cher tell us why we should believe. She talks about love, but just pretend that she's talking about our Buffalo Sabres. Enjoy.
Talking to you.
Well, that was Cher for you. I did not realize she really liked that. Cher can sing. Let's start with this, just so I don't get accused of blasphemy. Cher can undeniably and undoubtedly sing. So it surprises me just how much auto-tune is used in that song. And it's pretty front and center, too. It almost sounds like she didn't need it, but she kind of wanted it. I get that it's supposed to be, like, kind of an electronica song. Maybe it's just because of how much autotune has been abused today. It sounds more, looking back, it sounds more like an artistic choice rather than a crutch, should I say. That would be my analysis of the song. I don't do a whole lot of song analysis. Sometimes, I think one time in high school maybe, I did a paper on song lyrics, but I'm sticking in my lane today with the hockey. 1999 was a fascinating year for the Sabres. Dominik Hasek was still in net. Probably the greatest goalie of all time. I'm gonna say it. Greatest goalie of all time. Forget Patrick Waugh. Forget Martin Brodeur. It's Hasek. I'm calling it now. It's Hasek. Some of the athletes that I wish I had gotten a chance to see live. Hasek, Don Mattingly, and I'm going to back up a little bit. Some athletes that I wish I'd gotten to see live who retired around just before I was born. Hasek, Mattingly, Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon. Those are just some of them. Roger Clemens. Unfortunately, some athletes in that Voltron kept playing even after I was born. But the problem is two-year-olds and one-year-olds and toddlers in general can't really appreciate athletes. That's one funny thing. There's this picture that's in my parents' house of me looking up at the camera, laying down on my stomach, reading a book. The book is upside down. I clearly have no idea what I'm looking at. But most prominently, I am wearing a Buffalo Bills jersey. I've got no idea what jersey I'm wearing. I have no idea what the logo is. I mean, I do now, but, you know, that's the power of indoctrination for you. And we will get back to that. And speaking of the Bills, I'm going to pivot in the show a little bit, talking more about Buffalo sports culture. Because that's really the most, you know, we're zooming in a little bit, talking about the Sabres, because the Sabres are relevant right now. The Bills are on their couches right now, except Josh Allen. He was at the game tonight. He banged the drum for the Let's Go Buffalo. Once he got done, flipped the drum. Oh, goodness, the drumstick. I mean, it's a big drumstick. I don't know what you call it when you hit the big drum. That big drumstick with the puffball on the end. I'm not 100% sure what that's called. Flipped that to the side. Procured a beer out of nowhere. Commentators spent some time debating where he got it from. And chugged it in about 5 seconds. Allen famously said in an interview, I didn't drink for 12 years. I was sober for 12 years. Then I turned 13. Or I believe it was, I didn't drink for 11 years, then I turned 12, or something like that. Allen has jokes like that. I don't know what his personal drinking history is, but I do know he can chug a beer. He's a big dude. He can down one pretty quickly. But that's the fun of Buffalo sports. They are so intertwined. And you can say that about a lot of cities. But how often did Matthew Stafford engage in the pregame ceremonies for the Detroit Red Wings, you know? How often does Andrew McCutchen ring the bell or whatever they do at the Pittsburgh Penguins games? Or how often did he? I'll give an exception for the Capitals, because I remember in 2019, when the Capitals were on their World Series run, when the Capitals were on their Stanley Cup run, in the finals, Ryan Zimmerman and Max Scherzer got dressed up in full hockey gear and were going nuts at everything that happened on the ice. They had the helmets. They had, I would suggest to the viewer to look up a picture of it because it's absolutely fascinating. Bryce Harper was born in Las Vegas, so he was supporting the Vegas Golden Knights, and he knew he was on his way out. He was going to be a free agent that year. He didn't want to be super connected to the Washington sports sphere. But Scherz and Zim were just going nuts. However, they bought tickets. They sat in their seats. The Capitals didn't necessarily bring them. Now, I'm not saying that this has never happened in the history of ever. In fact, I'd be surprised. But in Buffalo, one cannot exist without the other. Sabres hockey needs to exist for the health of Bills football, and especially vice versa, especially through these past couple of years. This year, both the Sabres and the Bills not just made the playoffs, but won a playoff game. Now, when was the last time this happened? Well, it was 1 year after we were just talking about. That was 2000, the year 2000. Bit of Buffalo sports history for you. Usually what happens is either the Bills are great and the Sabres stink, the Sabres are great and the Bills stink, or they both stink. The teams both stunk in between, I'd say about 2011 to 2020-ish. Then the Bills were very good and the Sabres stunk. And before that, between 2003, 2004 and 2011, the Sabres were pretty good, but the Bills stunk. So it's a rare occurrence for both Bills and Sabres to be good. Now, unfortunately, the damper here is the Bills have been good, but they just keep missing the Super Bowl. So a lot of people are pretty soured on the Bills. In fact, the Bills head coach Sean McDermott just got fired. So the Bills are good, but for a lot of fans, not good enough. With that being said, they still won a playoff game, and so it's hard to say that they're not good to some degree. And as it happens, the Sabres won a playoff game too. And again, last time that happened was the year 2000. Now, what was going on in the world in the year 2000? Well, it was a good year for Faith Hill and her song Breathe, which I didn't realize was a country song. I thought it was a different song, honestly, that used to play in the car in my mother's minivan back when I was young enough for her to have to shuttle me back and forth from errand to errand. Oh my goodness, we used to put up, I swear, at least my brother, one of my brothers and I, we gosh darn near went to war with her every time we went to Giant. In fact, one time my brother thought he was very clever, and he got dressed up in all his winter clothes to go to Giant in the middle of July because, and I quote, "It's the only way I will survive the dairy section." The dairy section is still cold. It's still very cold. That wasn't the reason we didn't like Giant. We didn't like Giant because we didn't like walking around the grocery store. Fortunately, we found a solution eventually that worked for everybody, which was, you know, I have two brothers, there were three of us, so Mom gives us a third of the list each. We go and we get all the groceries as fast as we possibly can. Make sure we got them all because we don't want to do it again. We go back to Mom and there we go. That's it. That's our grocery trip. We came up with that. Yeah, I'm sure my mother was fine with that. I'm sure she was fine with that arrangement. I don't think my mother, that's the thing. I think sometimes when you're a kid, you don't realize Mom doesn't want to be at the grocery store either. Okay, but she also doesn't want to starve, and she also doesn't want CPS knocking on the door, and she can't leave you turkeys at home, so we're going to the grocery store. That's not something you realize as a kid. So, I'm sure she was fine with it, but my brothers and I, we came up with it due to what we perceived to be dire circumstances. I don't remember how I got on that rant. Let's listen to Breathe by Faith Hill. This was the top song in the year 2000. It's a country song, so prepare yourself for that one.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe. It's watching over me. And suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left to prove, and baby, all we need is just to be caught up in the touch, the slow and steady rush. Baby, isn't that the way that love's supposed to be? I can feel you. All the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing.
That one is kind of beautiful, actually. Can you imagine a bunch of people from Buffalo with that song on their little Walkmans, or their Zunes, or their MP3 players of other varieties? I'm not exactly sure where that technology was in the year 2000. Can you imagine these nearly Canadians, which, never call a Buffalo native that, they don't like that. I don't think they like that. I don't think they like that. Don't call them that. You're listening to that country song on their way into the stadium. I love that thought. That makes me very happy. Speaking of technology, I think now's as good a time as any to plug my show. See, I don't usually broadcast on FM, and I don't usually use music. What I'm usually doing is in the room over on digital, and that is GameRex. What's that? Oh, you'd love to listen to it, but you really think you should just listen to a promo first? Well, I'm glad you asked or said that. Here's what you've got to look forward to.
It's time!
You're listening to GameRex with W.A. DeVinny.
I have never been more excited.
On WMUC Digital College Park.
That's what you got to look forward to. Usually, so, as you can surmise from the name, it is a talk show about news items from the video game industry. I usually have a lot more energy because I'm not being lulled by the sultry tones of Faith Hill from the year 2000. And also, it takes place on a Friday from 2 to 3 and not at 11 o'clock, but, you know, I can turn it on and off. I think I'm doing pretty well. I'm feeling pretty good. Usually this is around when I start to get sleepy, but the adrenaline is pumping through my my veins. But I know a song that gets even more adrenaline going. I said we'd be talking about Buffalo sports culture. Well, if you ever see a person wearing a Bills jersey, a Sabres jersey, you know what you say to them? Hang on, let's see. I'm going to turn this down a little bit because I'm going to be yelling a little bit. You say to them, hey, hey, and then they, being the good Bills or Sabres or whatever fans they are, they will shout on back, hey, hey, and then if you're feeling it, if you're really feeling the connection, you know what you say? Let's go, Buffalo. And then they will have no choice, just they'll be compelled to respond with, let's go, Buffalo. And there's an origin to that. Even if it's not a Bills jersey, even if it's a Buffalo Bandits lacrosse jersey, Buffalo has a sports monoculture, and I don't say that as a negative thing. I know some people view the monoculture as a good thing that we lost. I don't actually think the monoculture was a huge staple. Youth monoculture was a huge staple in American society. But everyone in Buffalo who is any at all attached to Buffalo sports, which is most of them, knows that song. Now, we're going to play the Buffalo Bills Shout song. In some ways, it is my favorite song ever. But we're going to hear a different version of it. See, usually it's just singing and what have you. It's called the Bills Shout Song. It's a pastiche of the iconic shout song from the Isley Brothers from 1959. Who did this one? I had it written down, and his name is Scott, but there are a lot of Scotts out there. So we're gonna see. It was Scott Kemper who put this together in 1987, so we're sticking in the 80s. But this one, I like this version, because this is the version that played in the first ever Bills Backers bar that I used to frequent. It's called Greavy's. If you can believe it, it was opened by Kevin Greavy, who was the first ever basketball player to score a three-pointer. First ever. I have an autographed picture of him somewhere, because the guy couldn't have been nicer. It's no longer, the building no longer, well, the building is still there, Greavy's is not, and God, I miss it so much. They used to have two ice cream flavors. You could get chocolate ice cream, you could get vanilla ice cream, or you could get a scoop of both. And oh boy, the hardest decision I always had to make when I was young was, do I get a scoop of both, or do I get just chocolate? I was never just vanilla, because, you know, I have a more complex flavor palette, said the guy who won't eat any noodles of any kind. I used to like their hot dog there. Now, this is when my emetophobia kind of started up, so I'd always run to the bathroom thinking I was going to be sick. And I feel bad now, because I think I gave the wrong impression about Greavy's food, when in reality, it was just honestly, I can think of no better word than mental deficiency on my end. It was just, it was a phase that I went through, and it took a little longer than I'm proud of to get out of it. But the difference between, so this song, this version of the song, always played every time the Bills scored a touchdown. In the stadium, a different song plays, and it plays after a touchdown and or a field goal. This was only touchdown. So, I want you to listen to it because it was honestly a formative part of my childhood. Let's listen to it together, shall we?
And look at it go! He could go all the way! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
The Bills make me wanna shout! Kick your heels up and shout! Throw your hands up and shout! Throw your head back and shout! Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now! Stand up now, come on and shout! Yeah, 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 yeah!
Say you will!
Shout it right now, baby!
Say you will!
Come on, come on!
Say
come on and shout.
Say you will.
Yeah.
Shout.
Buffalo's happening now.
Shout.
We're on the moon now.
Shout.
The Bills are happening now.
Shout.
They're making it happen now.
Shout.
We've got the spirit.
Shout.
A lot of spirit, yeah.
Shout.
We've got the spirit.
Shout.
Just watch it happen now.
Hey. Hey.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo. Make me wanna
shout.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, guys, where else would you rather be?
That song was arguably the most important song of my childhood. And I do not say that with I do not say that lightly. I'm looking for it on Spinatron right now so I can log that I played it, but I guess Scott Kemper never took credit for it. So, you know, it's something I guess the music industry doesn't know about, but we do. That little bit at the end, the Nobody circles the wagons, but like the Buffalo Bills. I think that's Chris Berman. I didn't get a chance to check to see who it was, but God, that is just burned into my brain. It is just absolutely ingrained right in there. And then of course, he could go all the way, touchdown, touchdown. I just remember when I was a little, it's not hard to get a little kid excited, and I was no exception, if you can believe it, but it's not, I just remember absolutely losing my mind every time I heard that song, because that meant we were celebrating, everyone was going crazy. There was a guy there, a Bills super fan, he demanded that we call him Crazy Eddie. He was a podiatrist, so about a couple months ago, I found his practice, but I haven't reached out to him yet. I want to reach out to him, though, but I don't know why, I just never did. But you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to. My loyal listeners, or rather, around the world in 60 minutes, their loyal listeners can hold me right onto that, and I hope you do, because he was just such a fun guy, you know, he'd pick us up, it was almost like having an uncle who you weren't related to, but you see every weekend, you know, and there were a bunch of other guys there too, but Crazy Eddie was always the, I mean, he took pride in being nuts, and all of us, really, all Bills superfans, all Buffalo sports superfans take pride in being absolute Looney Tunes. I remember I got the opportunity, and I'll never forget it. I got the opportunity to go with my dad to the final game the Bills played at Highmark Stadium, and I knew what I needed to do. I needed to take my shirt off for an extended period of time. Now, I do feel bad for my dad. My dad is a fun-loving man, but overall, like, he presents himself as a very respectable individual, because he is a very respectable individual. I have a lot of... I respect my dad more than I respect 99% of people on this planet. He was not happy... When he went to the bathroom and he came back, he was not happy to see his... Oh, well, I can't say that word on air, can I? His dumb son. You can insert whatever words you would like after the word dumb. His stupid son... jumping around, bare-chested, and I'm not at the age yet where I have a whole lot of chest hair or anything like that. Just your shiny-chested 22-year-old son jumping around stone-sober in 15-degree weather. He took it in stride. He demanded that I put my shirt and sweatshirt and jersey and coat back on, which I obliged. I figured maybe he would make that request of me. He took it, maybe, in some ways he took it a little better than I thought he would, but, no, he, you know, his seat was right next to mine. He didn't need that associated. I'll tell you what, though, as soon as I took everything off, I got cheers, because we are all crazy, and I think there's a point of pride in being crazy like that. I'm gonna violently switch gears again, because I want to talk about somebody who is not here to see this meteoric Sabres rise, because that's why that's the short-term cause of why we're here. Rick Jeanneret, he was the Buffalo Sabres play-by-play announcer from early 80s to 2022. In 2022, he announced he was leaving. In 2023, he passed away. Some people just know. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, you know, he went on tour. I guess his body just kind of said, well, that's a wrap. So, to honor his memory, I was thinking of playing one of two songs. I was thinking of either The Parting Glass by the High Kings or this one. I'm Irish, so I'm of Irish ancestry, so I do enjoy Parting Glass. But this song, given when it came out, about 2013, which is when the dark ages of both the Sabres and the Bills began, this song is very powerful, and also it appeared first in Fast and Furious 7, and I truly do love some Fast and Furious. That's one of those shut your brain off, just allow your neurons and synapses to enjoy some explosions movies, and I love every second of it. It's so stupid, I love it. So here is Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. Knew. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place.
See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Watch your way.
way and the vibe is feeling strong and we're small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Well, that was Charlie Puth and, to a lesser degree, Wiz Khalifa. Or maybe you could flip that around. I'm not sure. But that's for you, Rick. I hope up there you're looking down on this team and you're loving what you're seeing. And if only you could be here to give this team a voice. Well, we're almost done with this show. So there's one more song I want to play. I want to talk to you all a little bit about my history with Buffalo sports. I have never lived a second in the city of Buffalo. I've never lived in upstate New York. No, my dad was the one who lived in upstate New York, and I gotta tell you, the man can be pretty convincing. That's probably why he became a lawyer. If he could convince his son to become a Sabres fan, well, then what can't he convince a group of people to do? But throughout my life, I'll start here. When you get to be whatever you consider to be an adult, I'm probably, if someone called me a kid, I just called myself a kid a little while ago. But, well, for the purpose of this thought exercise, I am an adult. When you get to be an adult, you really start to appreciate what you had when you listen to other people's experiences. What I had was, and what I still have, is a father who was committed, dedicated to spending as much time as he could with his kids and being there for his kids. And of course, I'm talking about my mother doesn't care much for Buffalo sports. If I could sit here and give a whole speech about my mother as well. I don't want anyone to think that my mother had no effect on my life. But when you get to be an adult, you hear about a lot of people who, you know, maybe they had a stepdad who was just not equipped to be a father and just did not want to engage with the stepkids. Maybe you have a father who's passed away. Maybe you've had some other situation, but it really makes you grateful, and it's always made me very grateful that I had a dad who honestly was willing to, in many points, drop everything to be there, you know? My dad is the kind of guy who, no matter what, no matter what happened, he didn't make any excuses. He was committed to being there for his kids. And, you know, you also see, I mean, look, he has a full-time, you know, being a lawyer is not something you can phone in, you know? But he's always been there. All of my most important memories to me involve, you know, my mother and him in some way. And I'm just extremely grateful for that. But my father was the one who got me into all this. So maybe, in a way, one reason that I'll never move off of the Sabres, I'll never move off the Bills, no matter how much they hurt me, is because, by God, if my father could be there for me, then I can be there for a hockey team. So, Dad, I want to end this show by asking the ever-important question, and I'm going to do that with the song that you danced with Mom to at your wedding. Dad, what would I do without you? That's my time. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. It is a beautiful Tuesday night? Yes, Tuesday night. About to be a Wednesday night, but it's a beautiful Tuesday night, and I'm so glad I could spend it with you. The No Dead Air box is about to